The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We're not railway children to begin with. I don't suppose they had ever thought about railways except as a means of getting to Maskelyne and Cook's, the pantomime, zoological gardens and Madame Tussauds. They were just ordinary suburban children.
The talk did not die down in 9 or even 99 days. The second disappearance of Mr. Bilbo Baggins was discussed in Hobbiton and indeed all over the Shire for a year and a day.
Sophie couldn't sleep. A brilliant moonbeam was slanting through a gap in the curtains. It was shining right onto her pillow. The other children in the dormitory had been asleep for hours.
Marianne answers the door when Connell rings the bell. She's still wearing her school uniform, but she's taken off the sweater, so it's just the blouse and skirt, and she has no shoes on, only tights. "Oh, hey," he says. "Come on in."
Confess, I didn't read Normal People. I didn't even see Normal People. I must be the one person in the country who has no understanding of what that last little clip is all about, but I do know the rest of them. The reason we play them is because today is World Book Day, and with me is Lorraine Leavis. She's the author of Once Upon a Reader, Raising Your Children with a Love of Books. She's head of sales for Bloomsbury in Ireland. Lorraine, it's great to see you. Thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
What I want to get into here is maybe advice for parents who've got reluctant readers at home.
That's a fun phrase.
Yes, reluctant readers. Because there's many of them. I guess we don't need to give advice to people out there who have kind of kids who are consuming books left, right and centre. But what do you say, to parents? Where do you start when they just have no interest? They look at it and they think, no, not for me.
I think that's it is a wonderful time to have a child who is a quote unquote reluctant reader, because there is a huge sort of campaign at the moment to show there is no such thing as a reluctant reader, just a child who hasn't found the right book.
It's
fabulous, isn't it? And I've had I'm one of the lucky people who have had a timeline of all of the children going out and getting dressed up for World Book Day today. And one of my favourites, and I'll confess it's someone I know myself, is Clodagh, who's gone into school today in a Kildare GAA jersey.
Okay.
Dressed up as Grace Clifford, the captain of the Kildare GAA team. And she's gone because she has a copy of the great Irish Book of GAA Games.
Gaelic
Games. And sure, she's one of the...
Andy Quillen's book.
Exactly.
Yes.
And she's one of the, I think, the few kids that'll be in there today who's able to actually show the character, a picture of herself as the character out of the book, because there are so many books now targeted at children who traditionally, you like sports or you like books. You don't do both. But now there's plenty of books out there for children who are into sport. There are plenty of books out there for children who are into gaming, who are into comic books, you know, things that aren't traditionally a big block of text of a book. And yeah, it's a brilliant time to get your kids into reading.
Yeah, my kids are gone in dressed as jockeys from Nina Carberry's books, which they are fans of in our house. So that's what they were sent into school dressed up as today. You mentioned kind of gaming. I just wonder, to what degree is the challenge for parents just the level of distraction that's available now compared to when you or I were younger?
Yeah, I like to think that we were out frolicking in the fields constantly when I was small, but there was an awful lot of PlayStation going on then too. A lot of Pokemon, as there still is today,
yes.
which is always very funny. But I think the main advice I always give is that, you know, it's not necessarily down to books or gaming or this thing. Try and find out what the child is finding really interesting. Now, there is the instant gratification of gaming or any other screen time activities. But if you take out, for Pokemon, for example, if you take out the collectability, the adventure, the battles, the sort of epicness, the getting involved, those are all things that we can find in all sorts of different kinds of books. There is even an awful lot of reading in those kinds of games in themselves. So if you take something that maybe isn't quite as text heavy, be it a graphic novel, be it a younger reader that has, you know, more pictures, a little bit less text, the likes of, say, Beast Quest, the series that have been around for years and years, and there's hundreds of them, they've collectible cards at the back of them. So you've got that same element of collectability, that instant gratification that you would get with your screen time, but you are taking a step back and, you know, having something physical in their hands that isn't necessarily, you know what they have when they have a book.
I wonder as well, to some degree, can parents fall into the trap of being kind of purists about it, that they want to give their kids kind of Enid Blyton books and stuff that they read maybe as kids, and they think this is what you should be reading.
Yeah, that is a worry, and it's something that can be difficult to disengage with.
No offense, sorry, maybe I'm not dissing Enid Blyton books or suggesting that nobody should be reading them, but you know what I mean.
It's the exact same. When I was a bookseller, I was very guilty of this, because we have that nostalgia and we have that love for the books that shaped us when we were young. We want to pass that on, but we can be very guilty of not allowing children to be the children of this generation. Their lives are very different. They have social media, they have the internet, they have a huge amount of information coming at them constantly. And so books are a great way to take a step back, to distract from that, to allow them to have a bit more of a clear one-way path into information. Also, it's a great way to have them discuss these topics that they're getting bombarded with elsewhere. Enid Blyton is a great example, because for some children, I remember hearing it said somewhere, so apologies for not having the source, but the idea of going out with a packed lunch with your friends and being sent off to get into mischief is just as foreign to children of this generation in many ways as fantasy books.
You mentioned kind of books about gaming as well that might tap into that interest. I wonder to a degree as well, can you use what they're watching as a way, you know, on their kind of streaming services, and thinking things like Captain Underpants and stuff, like their Dave Pilkey books? Is it Dave Pilkey? He writes those books, and then that brings you into, is it the Cat Kid comic?
Yeah,
Club,
and Dogman.
And Dogman. Yeah. Big fans of that in my house. My son wrote to Dave Pilkey, got a letter back. Absolutely loved it. Brought it into school and everything. Great excitement.
Oh, sure. This is the amazing thing.
But it was a Netflix show that got him into it.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be an either or mentality. And I think that's where you're going to get into trouble, because as adults, we don't only read books. I'm guilty of scrolling through my phone an awful lot, of watching TV shows, which are in itself, you know, a completely valid form of art. Especially with these huge budgets, and even like looking at Normal People and all those sort of adaptions, they are just another fabulous way of engaging with the work. And so we should never disregard that, especially if that's what kids are finding excitement and finding interest in. You need to find that segue, find the stuff that goes along with it. Publishers are very good at taking a trend, a market, a big moment on TV and finding publishing to go along with it.
So the advice is kind of, don't be too uptight about it, be relaxed and find out what they're interested in and point them in that direction, as opposed to kind of foisting your old classics onto them. Yeah. Here's some Dickens. Kids.
Oh, sure.
Gather around.
I've barely read a bit of Dickens, in fairness.
It's kind of inaccessible, a lot of it, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it. I'm very happy to pick up a children's book, read a bit of Narnia before I'd pick up Dickens.
What's your favourite children's book then? That's Recommendation before you go.
Oh, that's a tough one. My favourite of all time is Matilda. My favourite that I've read recently is Pirates of Dark Sea by Catherine Doyle. It's out next week.
Wow. Okay, great recommendation. Lorraine, thanks a million for coming into us. Lorraine Leavis is the author of Once Upon a Reader, Raising Your Children with a Love of Books. Sioe Éamon an Isleach an Nuacht.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.